Good morning and welcome to the 5 a.m. Esther Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well this morning. It's a Friday morning, so it's going to be... Whoop! No, I just dropped the cookie. I'm going to take it all out now. I just went off screen. There's my cookie! What a way to start off the day, right? Drop the fortune cookie. Anyway, Fortune Cookie Friday, where we talk about fun. And I want to share something about having fun today and watching kids have fun as a team, and I'm going to share a little story of why I'm sharing this with everyone. And sometimes I think we take this building teams and how we work in an environment way over the top, and I'm just going to share some experiences. But I also want to remind everyone, check out the interview from Dr. Karen Kramer from last night. It was really good. I actually listened to it. Every time I listen to it, I keep learning something new, and it was actually a really good discussion on grief. How do you deal with that? And as coaches, we need to understand this, because as one of the people I follow on Instagram, the Scrum, she calls herself the Scrum Mother. Sometimes we have to be the moms of the teams and help people along through their journey as well, and bring in resources like Dr. Karen Kramer and other ones. I've done interviews with people in the Change book. I'm hoping to bring more people from this book and other ones in the series into the interview process, because it is about change. People are going through change. Change can become grief for some people. They can get emotional. And even maybe job changes, life changes, family changes. There are different forms of grief out there. And it was a really good interview. So I really would encourage everyone to take a listen to that interview and even share to people that aren't in IT. I mean, if you know of anybody going through grief or some thoughts, maybe good. And I got cat hair everywhere around here because Bubbles is over here. Anyway, well, let's get on with it, the show, because I got to get going too. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So you bring more value to your customer, have a little, and not work so hard, and have some fun, right? And today's Fun Friday. So the fun thing, here's a little exercise for you and your team. Because sometimes we get really caught up in the metrics and the performance and pushing the team and all that. And sometimes we don't. And if you have a real good team you can do this with, that'd be great. How about encouraging your team to go watch a local sports team, a local kids team, or even double A minor league baseball, softball. I was walking down around the other day. Kids and I are all getting in shape and doing some more extra walking, taking Jerry Dog with us on our walk. And there was a couple high school teams playing softball. And of course, I asked, I'm embarrassing my children, what are you doing, Dad? Why are you asking questions? Because I just want to see what's going on. And it's reminding me, you know what? I really would like to sit down. Next time I walk by and I see them playing their softball game, I'm probably going to go sit in the stands. I might have Jerry. Jerry will sit there and watch with me, because he just likes to hang out and watch the game and watch the kids play. Because watching younger people play a team sport sometimes without the adults around, there are some adults coaching them, yes, they enjoy it, they get into it, they still have the memories of it not being so much work, though it is work, because I remember playing high school football, it is work, but yet they enjoy the game, they work hard, and then they get to enjoy playing the game, whether they win or lose, and how they work together, watching the people on the team warm up together as a unit, you know, being one, just doing those little things they do just to make sure that they all know they are a team. And then maybe after you ask your team to go do that over the weekend or during a week or next time, the next time you meet with them, have them share what their experience, their thoughts. Is there anything that they can bring back in from watching these sports teams, these high school kids, younger kids, play these sports and what they're doing and bring it into the team? Maybe it's even just, I noticed the kids didn't know the rules. Do we need to know the rules? Do we need to know our procedures? Do we know how to play? Are we still learning how to play the sport or play the sport of a team or building what products we do? Those are the kind of things. I just want to provide this as a fun diversion from the typical norm, that they can go out, have fun, watch some, enjoy some things, get some enjoyment in their life, and bring something back to the team. Is there anything from watching those younger people play those sports. Could be college, could be minor leagues. I don't know. Could be anything. And bring that back into the team. Is there anything for they witnessed by watching these younger people play these sports? Bring back into our team as a team, right? So that's my thought for a fun Friday today. Go watch someone. I'm going to be watching a lot of baseball teams this game this weekend. Maybe I'll bring some thoughts into that. And just have some fun. With that, let's get into the Fortune Cookie Friday. So the Agile Accountants out there. Oh, and that reminds me. If you have goals tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am doing a goal workshop where we use OKRs, and I will be sending out messages to people who signed up for this tonight to do a little homework assignment. Part of the homework assignment is, and I'll just tell you now, to write down their big goals, right? Just write the big goals down, whatever they are, dash, dots, sentences, however they want to do it. And then I'm going to have them write down, list all the things you want to, big goals you want to do in the next 6 months. And that's like their intro assignment into when we're going to do the OKRs. Then we're going to work on that stuff, break it down. If they didn't do it, we'll do it at the beginning of the session. And I'm going to explain all that. I'm going to explain OKRs, explain how to use my methodology for prioritizing work so that maybe you can get a book. Maybe that's your next thing. You want to write a book or something, or just teach a class, or get a cert, or get a new job, or I don't know, make some money. I don't know. Anything you want to do, how you might apply this methodology to achieve your goals. With that, let's see what the Fortune Cookie has to say. Fortune Cookie. Oh, and if you put a newsletter in the thing in Shopify, to join it, it's only $27. So you get 2 hours of going through some, get some structured approach to that for $27. And hopefully you walk away with what do we want to do next, right? Oh, I think I blew this one. Okay, so the Fortune Cookie says, keep your plan secret for now. Keep your plan secret for now. Okay, don't listen to the Fortune Cookie. Whatever it says, don't do that. I mean, if I don't know. If you do want to do a job change, don't be telling everyone, but keep it to yourself. But I am going to reveal what my plans are for the next 6 months as we do this exercise tomorrow. Because as I said, I put it in the newsletter. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to looking at my goals for the next 6 months and just doing this methodical thing. And sometimes having other people in the room makes you think of stuff that you didn't think of, or you heard somebody else talk about what their goal was and you go, yeah, I didn't think my goal that way. And it just kind of goes that way. And that's how the mastermind works, by the way. People talk about their stuff and then the other person says, you know what? You're right. Yeah. Well, I should adjust what I'm doing because that's what I want to do. And that's what masterminding and these goals exercises actually in the long run help you produce in your process and help you achieve your goals. So with that, I want to wish you happy scrumming, a great fun Friday, a good weekend. Hopefully you get to go see some ball or some baseball or some team sports, whatever your sports are in your part of the world, that you get to watch the kids play it and see what you can bring that back into that. And again, I remind you, go listen to Dr. Karen Kramer's interview that I posted both in YouTube and video form and all the different social medias last night and also in the podcast. So it should be on any platform. It's actually a really good interview. Like, she does a really good job talking about what she does and try to correlate it to some parts of the job in your life, in your career, as well as your personal experiences in that. So it's a little mix of everything. And she actually has a book, Healthy Grief. It's part of that. Maybe you want to get that copy of that book. With that, I want to wish you all the best. Have a great Friday, and we'll see you next week. Hopefully, I'll see some of you tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. I'm going to be doing a goal. I know I got a couple people that are going to join me tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. It's only $27. You should be able to see a link. If you don't have a link, just message me. I'll send it to you. It'll be a great exercise, even if it just gets you to think, what do I want to do in the next 6 months? What's my big goal? How do I get there? I think this will help you get there. So I want to say thank you. Take care. Bye. And have a great day. Bubbles is sound asleep over here.